Internet of Father, das ist dann der Holy Spirit. We must speak to them with our hands by giving before we try to speak to them with our lips. This is a quote from Saint Peter Claver that we celebrate today. The patron saint of our diocese is a hero of charity. I have to confess that before coming here in Louisiana in Lake Charles, I had no idea about St. Peter Claver. And I learned. Peter Claver is one of these first Jesuits who had in their hearts a love of God that is incredible. They understood everything. They knew. They knew that the love of God is not an idea, is not a way of life. It is life. It is everything. It is a burning thing that if I love God, if I know God, I must in any way bring God to my neighbor. It must be shared. Indeed, if you discovered our Lord Christ, and you did, nothing should stop you anymore. It will be impossible to keep this treasure to yourselves. Peter understood, as he saw the misery of his slaves, that it was impossible to stay idle in front of his problem. Souls could not be lost. Baptism must be given to them. That is a real freedom. Not the freedom of the body, the freedom of the souls. Eternal life depends on baptism. Through providence, these people was brought to know Jesus Christ, to get a hold of eternal felicity. As I browsed the few descriptions of St. Peter's life, the most astonishing part indeed is to see how many baptisms he administered during his life. He baptized those unfortunate people brought into slavery again and again. Reasons explain that Peter would enter the vessels, accompanied with a former slave, knowing their language. We'll teach them a little bit, and as they were ready, as they had the basis of catechism, could give them baptism. They were in transit most of the time. Not much time to explain the great concept of creation, of sin, of redemption, of incarnation, the Son of God made man for us, the Blessed Virgin Mary, etc., etc. Indeed, what did he say? What did he say to these people in the belly of the vessels? To have them say, I want to be baptized. Because that's a necessity. If not, he could not baptize them. What words, what argument did St. Peter Claver in those galley? Imagine. Men, women, children piled up for days in the bellies of the ships. Smelling sweat, death, hunger, anger, wounds that were not tamed, spiritual and physical wounds. I imagine those men and women filled with hatred towards their persecutors, the white men that captured them, and that took them in an unknown country through the sea. What did Peter Claver say to them? I suppose that being held prisoner of an other fellow man was unpleasant, but it's finally not necessarily a surprise. They are human beings, and we know that tribes were fighting and tribes are making prisoners as well. Conquests. Unfortunately, mankind all over the world try to make prisoners, try to enslave other people, and it works today. Just had to listen to the politics, to the news. Nothing changed. What Peter Claver told them? Did he give them a geopolitical lesson about the difficulties of the world? I doubt. Those unfortunate losers, conquered by force, by unfair weapons, I suppose, were certainly not very ready to hear the message of the Holy Gospel. Love each other, as I will show you. Be resigned. Learn about suffering. Learn about redemption when you are in pain, that for your own good. Offer me your left cheek, because that's what Jesus Christ asks you to do. Keep your sword down. Offer your sufferings. Were they able, chained, wounded, in the belly of the ship, to hear this message? We have a hard time to hear it ourselves. We keep grudge. What about them? What could Peter Claver say to them to convince them? Do you want to be baptized? Do you want to be part of the religion of your persecutors? They are the good guys, don't you know? Did he say then, don't worry, that's just a cruise. That's an organized trip, and you are going to go to a better world to find the true God, the God of love. Now, frankly, I wonder what Peter Claver could say. I guess nothing. Frankly, too often, I do not know what to say to people that I meet on the street, enslaved with drug, alcohol, family situations, to my own family, to you. I don't always know what to say. God loves you. Be happy. Slavery is not a thing of the past. Pope Leo XIII canonized Peter Claver. Leo XIV often say, if you want to be like Peter, if you want to be believed, if you want to be credible, act according to what you preach. Act according to who you are, the Son of God. Baptized. And I suppose that Peter Claver could not explain anything about the faith, but he could just show himself, show charity, show the power of Christ's redemption. No demonstration, no philosophy. Actions, attitude, smile, a piece of bread shared, a cloth given. I suppose that the kindness of this black robe, as we called them at the time, this man in a cassock, contrasted with the evil of their persecutors. And the slaves made the difference. This man, Peter, is a good person. Yes, in the Galilee, Jesus came to them through Peter Kleber. Through him, they recognize Jesus, not Peter, Jesus. So what about us? What about me? What about each one of us? Would people looking at me, looking at you, say, "Wow, I see Jesus. I can see the presence of God upon earth. I can see that Jesus lives in you. And that your charity, your kindness, embrace my heart. I want to be a Catholic. I want to be baptized." Today, two saints have been canonized. That's the occasion for us to remind what is the function of a saint. What do saints do? A saint is you, me. If you are in a state of grace, I hope you are. If not, I can fix that. But God can. We are saints. And our life is not here. Our life is going to start really after death. And death is just a moment to go. And in heaven, we are not going to be idle. We are going to help each other. We are going to help those still in the world. St. Therese, the little flower, technically brings petals of roses everywhere. We are going to do what these two guys do. But the saints get their power, their possibility to work upon earth through their own merits that they acquire through life. And through the prayers of the intercessors of us, the more we pray the saints, the more the saints have power to help us, because he uses our own prayer to place to us. So let's ask Peter Kleber to give us this charity, to be so kind that people will say, "I want to be baptized." And like in the gospel today, our Lord Christ says, "Do as the Samaritan did." Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.